I'm sitting here with Devin Faraci, one of the most notorious online film prestigious, well-known online film critics. Devin, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here with Dave Chen, one of the most silver-tongued podcasters in the business.
Well, thanks.
That's not good.
It's okay. That was pretty good, Devin. So how are you enjoying yourself? You said you're in a world of pain right now.
I had a late night, Dave. I had a very late night.
What were you doing?
Fantastic Fest party.
I see.
Karaoke, booze. So.
When did you go to sleep?
3 o'clock, I guess, and I had an 8:30 Cyrus, so.
What did you think of that movie?
I thought it was very good. I thought it was, I like the Duplass brothers because they make mainstream movies with an indie sensibility, and all their movies are mainstream.
Indie movies with a mainstream sensibility.
Well,
did I just blow your mind?
You did. You totally just flipped my whole paradigm. It's just cool because if you take their movies, all their movies, you could see the big crazy comedy movie in it, but they make it real, and Cyrus is one like that. You can see the big wacky comedy movie in there. You can sort of see where Adam Sandler would be doing his bits, but they make it a real movie about real people, and it's a really sweet and gentle movie too, which is what I liked a lot about it.
I really enjoyed it as well. Anything else? Any memorable movies or experiences from this year's Sundance?
Catfish is great, and Enter the Void is a masterpiece.
So those are Gaspar Noé.
Gaspar Noé, yeah.
Absolutely. And you said you interviewed him, right?
Interviewing him on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, it's brilliant. It's not for everybody. It's tough. It's an endurance challenge. It's polarizing, but I think it's completely brilliant.
Cool. Enter the Void, the same guy who did Irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have distribution yet? Or
Enter the Void has got IFC. Excuse me. So it's going to be probably doing day and date, which is cool because IFC, you know, it's great that they do that because it means people in sort of the places that aren't New York and L.A. have a chance to see indie movies when the indie movies come out. So many of my readers live in the middle of the country. You know, kids in Kansas will never get to see Antichrist in a theater, but Antichrist is available for the mundane date VOD, and that's really awesome.
Yeah, I spoke with Daniel Grew, who's the director of 7 Days. That's also available for the next, like, 30 days or something like that. And if you want to see some good torture porn, you know, why not fire up the VOD?
I haven't seen 7 Days yet. I've heard mixed things, but I'm interested in checking it out.
I think you would like it, based on what I know of your sensibility. So.
I'm sick.
Yeah. But you have a sick, sick, twisted mind that no one can possibly ever hope to rescue. So, Devin, how can people find more of your work on the internet this week?
They can find more of my work on the internet this week by going by blondeswithhorses.com.
Okay, thanks, Devin.